Welcome to Straight from the Muzzle, folks, where we are anything but straight. My name is Space.
I'm Bean.
And we welcome you to our show. I've heard so much flack about that one phrase that we say over the past week. Can I just say that?
Really?
Yeah.
The gay thing?
Yeah, because they're like, well, why is it called Straight from the Muzzle? You're not straight. You're obviously gay. And I'm like, it's a joke. How do you not get it?
God.
It's a joke. And it perfectly rolls off the tongue. Like, come on.
Ugh, it started off as a joke and we were like, we'll change it later. And now we're not.
We've never changed it since then.
No. I mean, people give it us flack. It's Pride Month. Go away.
Yeah, for real.
All the gays have so much discourse during Pride Month. Pride Month? That sounds good too. Pride Month. Pride Month. It's like, y'all,
Pride.
No. Y'all chill out. How about you hate homophobes instead of each other? That'd be great.
Yeah, that's like the anti. That's a discussion for another time. Because as I discovered today, there is a straight Pride parade movement going on.
I'm just
like, what? I lost it. I almost lost it at work. People are like,
the Macy's Day Parade is every year. That's your straight pride parade.
Or July or whatever. Or, you know, there's Macy's Day and then there's another one, like right before the Super Bowl. Isn't there one?
Or something. You can wear Abercrombie and Fitch every day of the year, Jennifer.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you get 12 days out. 12 days. You get 12,
12 days out of the year.
The 12 days of straight.
You done goofed.
Whatever. So today we have a guest that we haven't had on since the early days, or I guess you could say the latter days of Vine. Some of you may know him as Al the Wolf, and others may know him as Bio Gods. But what would you prefer to be called?
Either way, just Bio or just Bio Gods or Al the Wolf, just whatever. Just people, but everyone just called me Bio because of, you know, the character and stuff.
Of the where did you even get that name?
Well, it all started from like DeviantArt back in the old days, because I remember like I was making artwork on there, and then one day a friend from Norway was like, "Hey, it's Bio." I was like, "Bio. Huh, you know, that's just my character. I might as well just go with that." And then that's just how I am this day, you know?
That's cool. So,
yeah, because I originated from DeviantArt back in the old days, and then now I'm pretty much just making content online.
Man, DeviantArt was like the furry hub back in the early 2000s.
Yep.
I was trying to search for all the different links to find more information about you, Bio, because it's been so long. And I couldn't find anything on Wikifur, which I thought was weird, because that's
right?
The first thing that pops up. I searched Al the Wolf, and all that pulled up was Dark Wolf, the Dark Wolf, and many other types of wolves. And I'm like, all right, let's try Bio Gods. That doesn't pull up. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
How is that immune from this?
Like, I've been in the community for a long time, and I'm surprised that there's, like, no documents or information about me on Wikifur yet. And so far, there's, like, information about me on DeviantArt and FA, and that's it. But still, not on Wikifur yet.
Yeah, DeviantArt popped up first, and I'm like, I don't know if that's him. And I'll just skip over that and just click on to the next link. Because I was pulling these links up at work, and Fur Affinity is blocked at work for some reason. Probably for good reason.
For very good reason, honestly.
And I honestly tried to like go out of my way to like use my other sources to get into Fur Affinity. Doesn't work. DeviantArt, I can't even get into that one either. Obviously for good reasons.
I remember last time I was on your show, I made fun of like FA and DeviantArt. I go, FA is fa and DeviantArt is da. I know that's old, but it's funny.
I've never heard that before. Weasel. Weasel's like the in-between that everyone forgets about, but then knows about as soon as FA or DA goes down.
Oh, yeah. Like, but you know, I haven't heard in a long time FA is down. Like, I've never heard that in a long time. Because back in the old days, when something happened, people are like, FA is down! FA is down! FA is down! I'm like, okay, buddy, calm down. It's down, you know?
It's so true, though. I don't think...
I need my commission. I need my art of my wolfie. Well, you know, just how you are. Sorry.
I think like the last problem I ever ran into was Facebook. Facebook actually went offline for like 5 minutes, and I felt my whole world, you know, crumbling apart. And
wow.
I was at work, and I was like, Facebook isn't working. What's going on? I just started flipping out, like on Telegram and on Twitter. And I'm like, we need to be raising a stink about this. And then it comes back, and I'm like, all right, everything's cool. We're good. We don't have to worry anymore. Facebook is back. The world's back to normal again.
Oh my God, Space.
But it's so funny the way how like dependent we are on
God, I haven't been on Facebook in a long time. Like, I don't go on there anymore because, like, ever since the furry community moved to, like, Twitter, I hang out mostly on there now. But just Facebook, I'm not even on there anymore.
You're saying how, like, you never hear FA is down anymore. I'm, like, barely ever on FA. I made a journal just a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm going to try using this platform again. And then after I made that journal and uploaded some art, I didn't touch it. Like, whoops. Ever since that whole hack happened and they, like, had to reset everybody's passwords and whatever, I just haven't been back on.
Really?
My password's never not been really reset. And most of my, like, fursuit commissions and stuff come from Twitter. Like, for Affinity, I'll post on there, but not much happens. And it's just more dead, even though my Twitter account is super active.
I remember, like,
I will have to say, I do find myself scrolling more on Twitter.
I remember on Tumblr when it was, like, active and have there's like, so many furry artists on there. But then after the whole Twitter incident happened about, oh, we're changing our policy and making our website PG, you know, for everyone.
Porn-free.
Yeah, and basically everyone, like, just jumped off that website and be like, F you to this! And they all just went to Twitter.
Especially since they even, like, they were just the tag furry or fursona, that's a safe for work topic. They blocked anything with that tag in it. Like, I went through my Tumblr account, which I don't use anymore, but I went through all the, these things are tagged. If you want to, if you think they're safe for work, then press this button and it'll send us an alert to double check or something like that. And literally none of it was not safe for work. It was just pictures of fursuits with the tag furry. And they just assume that everything tagged furry is going to be pornography. And I'm like, okay, guys.
I imagine their stocks probably dropped a boatload that whole month.
Probably.
Because, I mean, I still use it just to, you know, view other things. And people still post things here and there, but it's not as active. But someone in the fetish community literally made an exact replica version of Tumblr and called it something else. And it looks exactly like it. I'm like, ah, sweet. I'll go here.
Nice.
it still works. I'm sure there's a furry version of it existing somewhere. I don't really use Tumblr anymore. I haven't.
Yeah, like, I stopped using because after the whole incident, everyone just jumped off of it. I was like, you know, I might as well join the party and just jump off Tumblr because I don't want to go on there anymore because that, you know, that BS.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Just censorship is just crappy. Whenever you don't use Tumblr much anymore, so you said you use Twitter, YouTube, any other social media sites you want to pull?
Well, just Tumblr, YouTube, Instagram. For him, you know, I don't even use anymore because, like, I just stopped at that point. But I still use. Yeah, I mean, for him, you know, still going this day, but, you know, but for me, I just stick around again on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, TikTok.
Oh my God, TikTok, also known as Musical.ly. I think the two merged, to be honest. I don't even know. Are they the same? I want to say they're the same.
That's a good question.
I'm gonna have to Google.
But yeah, like right now, TikTok is a big thing because people are treating it like it's Vine now. You know, making videos on there, doing lip syncing videos on there. I don't really like the lip syncing videos because they're just not my thing. You know.
Well, you can't really lip sync in fursuit either. So
yeah.
You look this. You can't move your lips. So
I know. I've seen can't people
furries try to like move their mouth, and I'm like, it just doesn't work. Just stop. I think my favorite thing though off of TikTok for sure is this one particular video, and it's like this Japanese, like, traditional parade that's going down the street, and it's the way this person's walking, and then there's like 20 videos of people trying to go out of their way to make this as over the top as ridiculous as possible, and that was the one video that caught me onto Twitter, or not Twitter, was it TikTok? And I'm just like, okay, I know, like, a lot of our videos that we watch at night now are not just fail videos, but they're now like TikTok compilations, and they're freaking hilarious.
The only TikTok compilations I'm willing to watch are the ones titled TikToks That Radiate Vine Energy, because I've tried normal TikTok compilations and all of them are just so stupid and boring for me. None of them are funny. So the only ones I trust are the ones that feel like vines.
It was weird when I was on TikTok at first. I saw like a lot of lip syncing videos and like all these made me cringe. And then all of a sudden, TikTok decided, you know what? Let's give Bio some good content, like something good for his recommendation. And finally, they gave me some good videos under the recommendation. And I was like, yes, thank you. Because I really don't like the whole like lip syncing videos.
I think there's also like a huge difference between Vine and what Vine could have been if it had stayed on. Is that with TikTok, I've noticed you can do a lot of different things with it.
I think one of the cool features is there. What is it? It's like you can line up like several different shots and you can have different people running into the frame and it looks like they're all running across the screen.
You also
That's collaboration, my friend. That's pretty good.
You also got duet.
Oh, yeah, there's duet. That's right.
Or duet. Is it duet or duet?
I think it's duet. D-U-E-T. Duet. Oh, I'll take a look. It'll tell
me. I'm not very good at pronouncing this kind of stuff. I'm sorry.
TikTok things. That's literally what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, you can do duet on there. You can do some effects on there. For me, I'm just basically making videos how I normally make, you know, online, and I'm just basically sending it to TikTok from there. So, yeah.
Our viewers don't type in TikTok things.
This is not a helpful search title.
Well, because I went and I searched for it and something pulled up and I'm like, yeah, that looks definitely naughty. I'm not gonna pull that back up again.
What?
Yeah, well, okay. I'm pretty sure it's not, but the way that the screen capture was, it was a girl in bikini shorts bent over and a doctor mask with something in his hand. And that's the first thing that pulls up and I'm like,
wow,
I'll pass.
Yeah,
gonna take a hard pass on that.
Just slide out of that situation.
Yeah, just go away from it. You know, just go somewhere to a happy place.
So, compared to Vine and TikTok, what would you prefer to use if Vine was still available? Would you use that or stick with TikTok now?
Honestly, I miss Vine because this is something, you know, I'm used to. But lately, I've been making videos on TikTok. So, it was really interesting about TikTok is you can make videos longer on there, up to 1 minute. You know. But still, I miss Vine because that was something I'm used to, you know, because I used to do a lot of videos like that back in the old days. So, and I heard Vine is coming back, but this time it's not being called Vine number two. It's called Bite or Bit.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think it's because within that, it's kind of like when Twitter used to only allow you to do so many characters when tweeting, it made you become more creative in what you could fit in that time frame?
Yes. I was able to make for example, recently I was working on a little video for TikTok. It was me basically dressed up as Al the Wolf drinking a can of Dr. Pepper.
That's well, right.
instead of Dr. Pepper, you got instead of Dr. Pepper, you got Dr. Puppers. The name of the title on the drink is just so silly, but it's just funny, you know? And so basically in the video it shows like Al drinking like a gallon or 2 gallons of just Dr.
This giant Pepper. Can.
Yeah, this giant can. So basically I was able to make a really good video under how many seconds was it? Is it 26 seconds? I'm trying to remember because like it's just the video is really short because it's under like a few seconds.
Then there was on TikTok. Yeah. I watched one recently. It was actually kind of funny because you see you in fursuit drinking, and then there's a shot where you're just like in your normal gear and you're just looking up like, what are you doing? And then it goes back to your character and you're just like totally like drinking, doing your thing. And I'm like, that's funny. That's a good play right there. I like that.
Yeah, like what got me started on that was I was like in my room one day and I saw the Coke can and just laying there. And then basically what happened was I picked up the plushie can and I squeezed and I, you know, just like mess around with it and like, or squeeze it. And I was like, wait a minute, this looks like a crunched up can. And then out of nowhere, an idea just suddenly hit me from there. And I was like, what if I have my character drinking this ginormous can of Dr. Pepper? And then basically, he after he's done with it, he basically puts the can to his head and crushes it.
I thought it was funny. So it was great.
I like that because it has the punchline right there in the video.
I think we were watching it and Felix is like, the guy looks familiar. And I'm like, ah, duh. That's Bio Gods. And he's like, hey, and I'm like, how are you married to me? So, I was like, I should be ashamed of yourself.
And Felix, you mean Felix Wolf?
Felix the Fox. Felix the Fox is my husband. Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know what? That's right. Maybe the last time we spoke, I wasn't married yet.
Hmm. No, you didn't. You got married like
before Vinebergs?
Was it? I mean, because it was ago. I remember seeing like pictures of your wedding on Facebook or something
like
that.
Trying to time, please.
I don't either. Time is irrelevant.
Whatever.
Time is a myth.
During that time frame somewhere. So besides TikTok, do you take advantage of any other social media platforms out there that also may or may not offer the same features?
I think just TikTok and YouTube. That's it. Because, like, well, actually, I do upload videos on Twitter, too. So mostly just stuff I do for fun. So,
okay.
Yeah, because sometimes on there, I'll make short videos, or if I went to some con event, I'll upload like little clips of my adventures at the con on Twitter. But they're only like really short videos. They're not like really long or anything like that. Long videos I only put up on YouTube. Short videos, TikTok, and Twitter.
Have you ever experimented with Instagram or Snapchat?
Yeah. Like for me, I try to spread most of my content all over social media that I can, you know, because even on Instagram, too.
But I guess one would have to ask, like, you don't want to spread yourself too thin, right? You want to be able to be accessible on what's most popular at that moment rather than being so far across the board, right?
I guess.
No. Okay. No. It's not for everyone. I know, like,
I guess it depends on what kind of content you're releasing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly just for fun. That's about it.
It's more like selfies.
I want to go look selfies at selfies. I don't know why I never take selfies on there. If I do, it would be like one of those little cameras you put on a tripod and then I back away and then basically click a button or something. Like, that's what I would do. Like, I would never, like, just pull my phone out of my hand like this and go, because that's just bad.
I don't get how that's a selfie, though, because it's not even a selfie. It's more or less at that point a self-portrait.
It is, yeah.
But people are like, here, take a picture of me. It'll look like I'm doing a selfie. And I'm like, both of your hands are visible without a phone. That's not a selfie. That's called a picture. Hello. Well, that's cool. One question I wanted to know was, how long does it take you to plan out the content for your videos?
Plan it out.
Because if you come up with the idea, like you said, oh, maybe I should do this video with Dr. Pepper. Like, did it take you long to figure out, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this? Or did you just, like, go for it?
Just go for it. That's just how it is. So once an idea pops into my head, I'm like, there we go, and I get onto it right away. So first, when I see something, an idea just hits me, and then I think about it for about, like, 1 or 2 minutes, and then I get to work on it.
I feel like with short, silly videos, the more planning you do, the less funny it becomes.
Yeah. And normally when I go through outtakes of videos, I go like either 3 or 4 times.
That's how it is when I edit videos or when I edit podcasts.
Because I want to make sure, you know, I'm in the camera angle and stuff. Because, but again, I do all this by myself. So I put the camera on the tripod. For TikTok, instead of using my phone, I actually use my digital camera. All I did was flip the camera sideways and then just record it from there.
Oh, that's cool. Do you think you like special equipment? Like a, what is it? I want to say it's like a gyro rig of sorts. I don't know what they call those.
For me, I just use a tripod and camera for this one. I mean, right on. I do have a rig or a camera rig for my iPhone too.
Oh, that's cool.
I have both of those for production use.
I've got a makeshift tripod and whatever else I can find around the house. So that's, I'll make Felix my tripod.
My tripod is old school as hell. Like, this one's from the 80s because it's all metal. The reason why I buy the metal one is because, you know, they're stronger and they last for a long time compared to the plastic tripods you buy on Amazon. Those things break within a year or two.
Oh my God, yeah. I think I bought one from Best Buy and it already broke. I got it and then within 5 minutes of taking it home, the thing like snapped off and I'm like, I'm not going back. I'm just going to take it and just deal with it. I mean, I'll do super glue or whatever.
Yeah. Remember, folks, if you're going to make like videos in the future, if you're going to make videos in the future, be sure to get a metal tripod. Don't get the fake. I mean, don't get the plastic ones or the metal ones on Amazon because those ones just like break. If you want to get like for production use in the future, like for making the documentary or whatever, you can buy one of the expensive ones too. But for me, I recommend just buying the metal ones from thrift stores because they're in good condition.
I got this tripod not too long ago that it can be a tripod or you can kind of mount it on your shoulder or on your chest. So when you're filming, everything is super smooth. I don't know what they're called, but it looks like a spider. It's so oddly shaped. It's really weird for me to figure out.
Yeah, I got to see this.
It's like a harness?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cheapo harness. It can strap kind of to your shoulders, and that way your camera is like forward. So when you're filming and walking, it's not shaky.
It basically creates the stabilization.
Yeah, it's like a stabilizer, but it can also be a little tiny tripod.
Weird. Those are weird. When I've watched videos like that, I'm just like, what is going on right now? What magic is playing behind this? Because this is just. not right, because you're used to seeing like videos like bounce up and down. And when you see someone, this is the weird part, when people wear GoPros on their helmet and you can see them like moving around and stuff, but like the camera doesn't move around very much. And I'm just like, I'm very tripped out by this right now. I'm okay with it, but it's really weird.
I like, wait, I bought that thing. I bought it to wear at like a convention, but then I never film at conventions because I'm too busy like doing things. I just forget that I have a camera and never use it.
I have one of those harness mounts that you put on your head. You know, the ones where like, instead of having like, you know how you have those mounts you put on your like helmet or whatever for GoPros. Like for me, it got one for a head mount. So I put it on my head, and I've actually wore one of these on a roller coaster at Disneyland before. And it was fun.
Oh, that's cool. It'd be kind of cool if someone built a fursuit head around a rig of someone, so that all of a sudden you just can like connect a head, like, I don't know, like a GoPro on top of their fursuit. It'd be kind of weird. It'd be like, what's going on there? What is that? Speaking of conventions, what have you gone to so far, and what do you plan on attending this year, if you are, have any more to go to?
Okay, well, the only con I've been to this year is just BLFC, but that's it. This year, some people thought I'm going to Anthrocon. I had like a lot of people ask me, hey, are you going to Anthrocon? I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm not going. Hey, Bio, are you going to Anthrocon? No, I'm not going. I'm sorry. Hey, Bio, I'm like, oh, guys, I'm not going. I'm sorry. And the reason why I'm not going to Anthrocon this year is because, you know, I simply just can't afford the trip.
It's expensive.
And so, yeah, it's expensive. I mean, flying from California to Pennsylvania, it's an expensive trip. So, this year I'm not going. So, but the only convention I will be going, I will say this, is MFF. But that's it. I mean, that's the only convention I'm going to this year, and that's it. Because the only con I've been to is just BLFC. And this year I'm going to MFF, and that's it.
Just because I have to ask, and because we'll be releasing our convention horror stories right around the time that this episode will release, were you at Chlorine Con when that happened?
Oh, no, I was not there. Oh,
bummer. That was an eventful
con. But I did ask people like online if they're okay, because like, I have friends that are there. I was like, oh, my God, dude, are you okay? They're like, dude, I'm fine. Everything's all right. I'm like, dude, I was worried about you because you were there.
Yeah. It was one of the more, I guess you could say, special moments where the fandom actually banded together and did a good job. Because a lot of people were like, okay, I'm missing this person. And then you, all of a sudden on Twitter, you'd be like, okay, I think I've seen this person wearing this. I think they're over here. And it was just like this constant like reach out. And it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, actually, honestly. In the most chaotic moment possible, it was the most organized moment in the fandom that I've ever seen. So that was actually pretty cool. Do you ever get stopped because of who you are at cons and what you do?
Well, usually at small cons, I get stopped by a few people. I remember when I was at BLFC, I got stopped a few times by people there. But I remember when I went to MFF, I got stopped by a lot of people there. I was like, dang, I got stopped like so many times. I had to get out of there because, you know, people were just stopping me.
For you, you prefer not to. It's like some people like getting stopped, and other people are just like, leave me alone. Go away.
The introverted popular.
When that happened to me, I felt really overwhelmed and uncomfortable because I'm not used to like being stopped by a lot of people at a big convention, you know?
I've had, when I've been at conventions, I've had people stop and say, oh my God, your space. I've only had people ever do it like once or twice, and I get super blushed, like embarrassed, because it's not something I like see myself as. So whenever I see someone else, I'm like, oh my God, a fan. And I get really excited to go see them, but that's about it. Other than that, I would prefer not to be bothered at conventions, or if you do see me, just like, you know, pat me on the side or something. Don't yell at me.
But I'm really curious about how I'm going to handle, you know, this at MFF this year, especially since I'm earning popularity on TikTok right now, you know, like more and more people follow me on there a lot. So we'll see how this goes. In case we ever do an episode in the future, I'll let you guys know more about it, you know?
Yeah, that'd be really interesting. We should probably do a TikTok episode, do a collaboration, maybe a visual show. That'd be kind of fun to do. Because that was the fun. One of the best shows we did.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. I know some popular folks out there who are like well known on TikTok. I can get them on the show if you want.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd be up for that. I'm always down for that. It'd be fun for our fall lineup.
Furry TikTok reactions.
Oh my god.
With furry TikTokers.
They should do
furries react to TikTok reactions.
Oh my god. If what is it? FW or FW or FBE or whatever, if they ever did that, that would be hilarious. Oh, that would be so good. I would totally watch that.
Okay.
Oh, damn it, I can't see the whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, because you're not asking these questions in order, are you?
No. My intention was to ask you these in order.
You had to do an order, man.
I had to. Well, that's the thing. Is we ask these questions in order. We try, but sometimes we kind of bounce off of other questions based off of your answers, but we try to keep them as relevant as possible.
Because like we did number six just now, and we did number
seven,
three.
Technically. And I can always edit these in order. It's not hard to do. Now that I can do that.
Yeah.
Because
we haven't even done the who are you, which should be the one we started with.
yeah.
People might be listening and just be like, who is this guy? Like,
what the hell?
I might as well just say in the video. Okay, wait, is it going to be video or just audio
it's
only?
This
will be audio only. For the one that we'll do for like the collaboration, that'll be a video.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know who the hell I am, I'm basically BioGods, a.k.a. Al the Wolfie, or human bio, the guy who wears a bandana and a hat that says BioGods on it for some reason. So basically, that's who I am. I'm BioGods, and I do silly videos of my wolf character just doing stupid shit.
You know,
this is boasting voice, God.
I have... here's the thing, okay? So even as someone who runs the show, I legitimately have never actually seen your whole face. I've only ever seen you with your hat and then your bandana over, and that's it. But that's fine because I pretty much know who you are. If I were to just see you in a crowd, I'd be like, "That's Al the Wolf. I'm good."
I remember one time somebody at a convention was like, "Dude, can you take your mask off and see? Let me see who you are." I'm like, "Dude, no, that's like it was like somebody. I forgot the guy's name, but he did that to me, and I did not like him for doing that to me."
Yeah, that's really like, inappropriate. If somebody wants to be anonymous online with their face, and you got to respect that.
Yeah. But I had people come up to me like, "Oh my god, are you BioGods?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, I'm BioGods." I even I remember one time I had my badge on at a convention, and someone saw my persona on there. They're like, "Wait a minute, are you BioGods?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Oh my god, this is you out of costume?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, it's me. I love your videos." You know, I'm like, "Thanks, man."
Yeah, I'm sure if I was talking and I would hear your voice, I probably would recognize who you are. But knowing that you would rather not be like, probably want to be identified out loud, I would know not to identify and be like, "Oh my god, it's Bio or Al the Wolf." I wouldn't say that out loud. I'd just be like, "What up, bro? Space." And I'd just walk away.
That's creepy, though.
Pass you a card.
But hey.
Hi.
Just like, yes, it's like on.
I think you could, like, if it was me, had like a bandana over my face, and like, someone's like, "Can I see your face?" I'd be like, "If you were to look at my face, it's been known to cause violence." "What do you mean?" And you take that off and slap them on the side of the face. Be like, "Violence. There you go."
I remember when I wear my mask at BLFC, I was running around with a VHS camcorder on my shoulder, and people are like, "Who is that guy?" And a lot of people at the convention didn't know who the hell I was, even though I had like all the badges and everything on me. And then later on, when I put the video on YouTube, they're like, "Wait a minute. That's BioGods? That's the guy who recorded the whole VHS event at BLFC?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, that's me." They're like, "Oh my god, dude, I should have done this on camera. I'm like, dude."
What would you say are your biggest contributions to the fandom? Would you think be like your YouTube videos or your TikToks? What platform do you think reaches like the most furries, or is it about equal?
Well, in the old days, I reached so much on Vine and YouTube, but since YouTube is going through the whole changes and stuff, right now at the moment TikTok is giving me more views and more stuff on there than YouTube at the moment.
Have you found yourself on a lot of like furry TikTok compilations on YouTube?
Not yet. Like, I haven't seen myself in compilation videos on TikTok yet, but I've seen myself in some furry compilation videos on Vine, but that's it.
Huh.
But not TikTok yet. I'm a bit surprised.
I've only seen you in one compilation that was just out of random. And I think it was one that was shared on Facebook. And I was like,
huh?
Yeah, no, right? And so I was just like, huh, I have an interview with this guy. it was literally within like the last week. And I'm like, huh, that's so odd. Because I would have, well, I do see a lot of videos, like furry videos come on Facebook and stuff. But every once in a while, I'll see like compilations and I'm like, oh my God, what are the odds of this person be talking to us in a couple of days? So I find a lot of irony in lots of this kind of stuff. Bio, do you look up to anyone in particular in the fandom?
I don't think so.
Really?
Really? Yeah. So, sorry, that comes like a...
We've never gotten like a no before on that one, because usually people first. Have some kind of inspo, whether it's like from art or videos.
Some people look up to like YouTubers out there. For me, I really don't look up to any of them. I'm just like, you know, just
perhaps you're inspired by yourself.
I mean, I don't blame you with the kind of genre that you're in. I feel like a lot of people kind of blew up at the same time. So there, if y'all are kind of ran that same speed, then it's hard to look up to everybody when you're kind of next to them, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know why. Like, I just don't look up to people. It's weird.
That's not weird. It's almost like... As odd as the answer to be no, it's almost like the most normal answer, because if you look up to someone, wouldn't you strive to be that person? If you look up to yourself, or if you are doing what you're doing, then you're striving to be who you are. So perhaps the answer,
honestly, goal
is no. Yeah. So that's a good answer, actually. Totally took us off guard.
I'm digging it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, right on, actually. That's pretty good.
But since you don't really have someone you super look up to, I'm sure you have people you enjoy collaborating with, though. Do you have anybody that you usually work with? Yeah, because I've seen you in a few collaborations on YouTube.
I love working with people out there, because, you know, it's a really fun and enjoyable experience, because like, I love working with animators. I love working with non-animators. I love working with comedians, like people out there who are just awesome. I just love working with them, because it's just... working with them and brainstorming ideas and doing a lot of fun stuff is just a wonderful experience. And I've always like love collaborating with people, because it's just so fun, you know?
Do you think you enjoy collaborating with people more than working by yourself, or just does it depend on what you're creating?
Depending on creating. But like, I love, like, if I don't do the collaboration stuff, I love doing the animation stuff the best, because, I mean, I love doing the animation stuff the most is because I just love writing comedy, you know, in animation videos, because because when I work on these, I always sit down with people and I ask them, okay, do you want your character doing this? Do you want your character doing that? Like, I actually do a lot of writing and brainstorming with these people on these projects. Now, I always ask them, okay, do you want a voice actor for this one? Do you want a no voice actor for this one? Do you want... Because, you know, like, it's like when I work with people, I'm very nice, polite, and I want to make sure everything's right and they're comfortable with it, you know?
Right.
When you collaborate with other people, I know when I do with any kind of content, I end up learning from a lot of different folks, and it adds to how I work with the content I do by myself. But if you could go back in time from all the things you've learned now, is there anything you would tell yourself from the past, like any advice you would give yourself?
You know, that is a good question, but
probably better than what I would have asked.
I would just probably tell myself, hey, man, in the future, everything's going to be awesome. You just got to relax, have fun, but, you know, just focus on making more friends and just having fun, you know, working with people, and just like whatever idea you make, just make it as a silly video for the internet, for, you know, something. Just basically, I always tell myself, have fun doing the things you love to do, you know, on YouTube and TikTok or Vine.
I love that, because I feel like so many people end up taking not just the things they do, but the fandom too seriously, and then forget that it's supposed to be like a fun space, something that's supposed to bring you joy. And just remembering to relax, take a deep breath, and remember that you're doing this for fun is like the best advice you could give anybody, especially like a past self, if that was possible.
Yeah, it's just nowadays in the furry fandom, I'm just pretty relaxed, and I just love just hanging out with people and talking to people and, you know, doing just fun shit.
I feel like the longer you're in the fandom, that's usually what ends up happening. Because I've been in the fandom for a while, too, and it's just like, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to have a good time. Like, I'm not going to take it so seriously. Like,
I'm going to let this all unfold in front of me. Let everyone else take advantage of what's going on. I'm just going to watch this mess. It's so much fun. I remember it used to being like, I would jump in on things, and now I'm just like, I'll just watch from afar. This is a good seat.
Even when people reach out to me and be like, hey, man, do you have any advice of being popular on the internet? And blah, blah. I'm like, dude, don't focus on popularity, man. Just relax and have fun. What you love to do in this community. That's the key in this fan. Just to relax and have fun and make friends.
I think that would be that. You answered the question that I was going to ask that never did. And that would be what would be one piece of advice that you would give out to your fans if you could right now. I think that's a good answer. I think a lot of people stride to be popular and they try really hard and they go through these great strengths, but like you said before, just enjoy it.
Yeah, like when people try really hard, it really messes with them and it makes them like really stressed out and everything. And I'm like, dude, don't dwell on that. You know, just focus on
yourself.
Fun.
Like, the only time being super popular can benefit you in a furry fandom is if you're doing art commissions or fursuit commissions and you're trying to do that for a living. But you still got to remember that you have to have fun with it. Because if you get so stressed out focusing on popularity, then there's no point on even sticking around, whether it's for a job or not. Like, enjoy yourself. Take your time. Meet new people, you know, make good friends and work from there.
I've seen like for those who want to become popular, I've seen the good and I've seen the bad. I've seen friends that I had really good connections with. And then as soon as popularity hit, I've never seen them since. It's impossible to get a hold of them because they're so involved with everything. I have another friend, like close friend of mine, like just best buds with. And I know that if I need to talk to him, I actually message his boyfriend and be like, get him on the phone. I need to talk to him. He's not reading my messages. And I'm not usually naggy. But when I am trying to, like, you know, correlate like a date or something, or I have a question, it's just, it's hard.
I remember when I was collaborating with a person named Husky Dog, like basically I tried to reach out to her in DM for like a video project. And since she was so popular on Instagram during the time, she constantly gets like a lot of message from fans on there every day. And I was like, okay, I got to find a faster way of contacting her. And I realized, oh my God, she has this friend of hers. And I reach out and ask her friend, hey, can you tell Husky to contact me? We got this video project done in post-production. She's like, oh, okay. And so she, and Husky replied back to me. So sometimes you got to reach out to their friends to contact them for, you know, important stuff. Cause sometimes either their inbox gets a lot of messages from fans out there, you know, on the internet.
That's also important, like, to remember if you're super striving for popularity, it's a blessing and a curse. Like, on one hand, popularity, yeah, it could be fun and games and all that, but then you don't have breathing room. You have people pestering you all the time, and then you also have people pointing fingers at you, calling you, like, you know, Papu Fur or popular furries are mean or selfish because they won't talk to me, when you just have too many messages, or you just want to hang out with your own friends. Like, sometimes you just want to hang with your own friends and not have to worry about pleasing every single fan that comes up to you. And like, also, you, if you say one wrong thing, you're going to get attacked. So it's a blessing and a curse. Y'all keep that in mind.
There's also people who are like really close friends with popular furries. And sometimes the close friends have a hard time trying to contact, you know, like, you know, the popular furries, like the close friends try to have issue trying to contact their popular friend, because, you know, sometimes it happens, like people get too popular to the point where the friends are not able to talk to each other with them. You know, it's just, it's really hard on people, on some popular furries.
I usually stick to whenever I need to, if I really need to get a hold of someone at that point, I just go back to old school and I either call or send them an actual text message.
Definitely.
Because more than likely, people don't give out their phone numbers and they only have access to their Telegram or their Instagram or like their instant messages. But as far as like actual text go, I usually can get a response pretty quickly when I send something out like that. I'm fortunate to not put myself out there. Other people might say, you know, like, I don't know why you wouldn't, but I like to have my privacy, but I also like to enjoy what I have. I don't want to become so known that I can't be able to reach out to my friends or be there for them when they need me the most. And I want to have that open communication and that channel always available. But if that's going to be clogged by just bunches of messages, I'm not going to be happy. So there's a reason why you don't see me really active anywhere on social programs, except for what you see on Straight From The Muzzle, in the Telegram chat, or possibly on Twitter.
So basically you separate your normal life and your furry life, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a healthy thing to do. And that's, like you said earlier, Bio, about getting kind of overwhelmed at a convention. That's another thing. If you go to a convention to hang out with your friends and you're super popular, then people are going to expect you to stop and like talk to them if they stop you, even if you're trying to get somewhere else. And or if furry isn't your whole life, for example, with me, I'm going to be a high school teacher in about a year or so. And also being a fursuit maker that does commissions, when I'm at cons, if I want any kind of privacy away from any students that might also be furries, because I cannot let my students know that I'm a furry, because that would be pretty dangerous on my end. I could get fired. Yeah, so I have to think about how anonymous I could be at cons if I'm a fursuit maker and people like would recognize me for that for any reason. Then, you know, I'm thinking about, do I have to cover my face now? Like, so again, if you want your normal life and your furry life to be separate, becoming popular in the furry fandom can still have repercussions in your normal non-furry life. Also keep that in mind.
Yeah, because again, there are some people out there that want to remain anonymous. Basically, again, keep the furry life and their normal life separate. And then you got some out there that are comfortable, you know, just showing their face online, and still they're gonna get like, even when you show your face online, you're basically putting yourself in the spotlight, you know, in front of a lot of viewers online.
Just think of it this way: popularity is a double-edged sword. It may be good in one aspect, but there's always something in the end as well. You can't avoid it; it's impossible, unless you're God. that's a totally different subject.
Yeah, just consider your real life career. Also, because high schoolers are also furries and high schoolers are also hormonal. So you can imagine my situation if I'm at FWA and I'm in the after dark room and a senior from my class comes in there too. I'm just like, well, this is a bad situation. So yeah, consider, just consider.
Consider that thought.
Consider it. Right
there. By God's, out of everything you've done in the fandom, what would you say, if you had to narrow it down, and it doesn't have to be something singular, it could be multiple things, what would you say has been your favorite or your happiest moment?
Just spending time with people at conventions, to be honest. Because I just like this, like, every time I go to a furry convention, I always hang out with my friends there. And people look at me like, oh my god, dude, is that your BF? I'm like, dude, no, that's just my friend. Like, I just go, you know, hang out with my friend, do fun shit.
Sometimes like, you don't get to see these people for like a year.
Oh yeah, and the thing is, my friends live far, far away. So when I go to the furry convention, I spend a lot of time with them. And then after that, I go contact my other friends and be like, "Yo, man, you want to hang out and do some fun shit?" Like, yeah, man. Like, hey, man, you want to put on a fursuit and go, you know, talk to people, interact with them. Like, basically, what I do is I spend time with friends doing fun stuff at the con. Like again, eating dinner with them, putting on the fursuit, and just interacting with people at the cons, or basically play games with them at the arcade, you know, just basically fun stuff.
I think that's like the key word of this whole interview is just having fun. I think out of all the interviews that I've done over time, a lot of them say have fun, but it's never been so consistently through the interview itself. And that's kind of refreshing to hear. Just having fun, being yourself, doing what you want to do, and not necessarily having to focus on all these other things. That's quite refreshing to hear, honestly. Someone who is known for what you do, but at the same time, in your core value, you just like relaxing and having fun. Just simple put. Yeah. That's actually, I like that answer a lot.
It's very refreshing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wish we had more guests that are like that. I'm not saying the ones in the past were bad. I'm just saying it's nice to have, you know, have a different answer for once. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show, folks. If you guys have any questions, we'll have links down below in the chat. Never mind, there's not a chat and we're not live. I don't know why I said that. Damn it! We'll have information down below in the podcast that you guys can click on, as well as links to that bio, guys. We'll give links to your YouTube. And then, of course, if you have a TikTok link, like to your profile.
Can you link TikToks?
I don't know. Can you?
Basically, Well, yeah, you can like on it. They have little hearts.
No, not like
on
link.
TikTok. Okay. So you hit that
link.
Oh, links. I think so. But yeah, I'll give you guys all the link to my social media pages so you guys can like check out my work and stuff.
Definitely. We'll have all the links to BioGod's social media pages in the description below. And also we will have our email is talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. So if you want any other kinds of guests on our shows, or if you want a part two to this show, let us know. Or if you want to be on the show, of course, go ahead and link your information in an email, send it on over, and we can chat with you.
We also have our Telegram as well that you guys can reach out to us. That's available on all socials platforms. And I believe that is called, God, I don't even have that offhand.
The Telegram link?
It's t.me/straightfromthemuzzle. And then just join the group. It's an easygoing group. Not a lot happens in there other than there's like about a group of people that chat together, and it's a really nice group. It's very relaxed, fun. There you could say that's the word right for sure. Everyone respects each other, which is really nice. So if you want to make some new friends, this is definitely a chat you want to be a part of. No one is mean. That's as far as I can tell.
Because if they are mean, we boot them.
Pretty much, yeah. we have a lot of people that are actually watching the chat actively. So they'll either tell us or one of our admins is pretty quick to get to.
Yeah, definitely. So positive space.
Positive. That's a pun. stupid. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the show, and we will talk to you guys next time.
See you next time.
Thanks, Bio.
Hey, man, no problem. Have an awesome night, you two.